Good morning. You're listening to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Peter Conant, who is the rising president with the IIDA. Peter, how you doing?
I'm very welcome. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thanks for being with us. I actually wanted to talk to you. You're stepping into this role as the president of the IIDA. I think you'll be brought to the office next week at NeoCon. Is that right?
Yes, it is. Actually, next Sunday, the 12th.
So I know that you're the principal with Conant Architecture on Madison Avenue in Manhattan. Give us a little background on you.
We founded the firm 11 years ago to focus really on the commercial market. 70% of our work is with corporate end users, consumer products companies. We've just been working on both the headquarters for Colgate-Palmolive here in Manhattan, and also just completed headquarters for J. Crew, along with financial firms, headquarters for Citigroup, Thomson Reuters, companies like that. The other 30% would be nonprofit associations, some retail, a number of showrooms for our industry, working with our partners in industry, and occasional restaurants. So really very heavy, Kemp, on the kind of corporate end user side, and 30% somewhat unusual.
Interesting. Okay. And I noticed, just been looking at your website, that you formed this group in 2000, and prior to that you were with HOK. And
right, Sankey Hayden Connell for 16 years, and before all that, took my architectural degrees at the Rodano School of Design.
Okay. And how did you get interested in working closely with the IIDA?
That started early on here in New York. There were a number of us who started kind of an educational liaison between principals here in New York and the seven, at that time, design schools focused on interior design, to form a closer alliance between the student population and the professional industry so that we could develop more mentoring programs, things of that nature. At that time, the IBD, as it was called, was transitioning and re-emerging, reforming as IIDA, and I became active in the Young Association at that time many years ago.
How did you get elected president? What is that process?
It's actually, I'm an elected individual. Prior to that, I had served our New York chapter, also as president, to the year 2000-2001 time, and all of the disruption we had with 9/11 here in New York, a bit of an extended tenure just because of some of the activity at that time within the New York chapter.
So you've basically come up through the ranks with IIDA on a regional basis. You must have done a good job, and some people realized that you'd be strong at the head, so now you're at the top, right?
I guess that's one way of looking at it.
So you'll be guiding the national organization over the next year. What do you hope to accomplish? What's the mission going to be under your watch?
Well, there are three initiatives that I feel in the short tenure I would like to continue steps that others have started, focused on really IIDA as the preeminent interior design association that is a knowledge sharer, to build and share our knowledge base, not only as a source but also as a conduit for other elements of knowledge. I feel that the responsibilities that we take as interior designers has expanded and become much more complex, not only with the LEED initiatives and the environmental initiatives, but also just in terms of the complexity of our projects has expanded, along with the expectations that our clients have as practicing professionals to provide them with the expertise that they're looking for. I feel that IIDA is really well positioned to expand and continue as a great resource of knowledge. The second is to take some additional steps on the international front. And as you know, the I of IIDA, one of the I's, the first I, is the word international, the International Interior Design Association, and to build on, again, steps that others have taken to expand the association internationally. The third initiative is, again, as goes back to some of my roots, and that is to develop our membership and our liaison with the students at every level that are really making it their full-time or even part-time practice of learning and developing as better professionals, to form a stronger alliance between the practicing professionals and those who are coming through the scholastic institutions.
Yeah. Okay. As you've mentioned a couple of times in here, the state of architecture right now, especially as we come to hopefully to the tail end of this great recession, what's it like to be an architect up in New York right now?
Well, the economy hasn't missed New York totally, that's for sure. Mm-hmm. Although it's a big enough market so that if interior designers are continuing to improve their practice and develop their practice, there's really plenty of work. I'm not saying certain firms haven't suffered along the way because of the economic trials and tribulations, but New York kind of a tri-state area to start with, but also as a hub for international work, I'd say it's become more challenging, but certainly not impossible. And I think what it's done is challenge each of us that work out of this metropolitan area to continue to sharpen our tools and our practice.
You know, one of the things I'm curious about is we all pack to get ready to go to Chicago to NeoCon. You guys have an event every Sunday, the opening of NeoCon.
Well, we have our annual meeting, which is really exciting this year. I'd like to mention in particular that one of the floor industry legacies, really just an amazing individual in Kay Goslin, formerly with Milliken, now with the International Vinyl Company, mm-hmm. IVC, is being honored really to take on the Titan Award. So that's actually happening at our annual meeting this coming Sunday. So that's okay. Something we're really excited about, honoring Kay with that.
All right, so that's great for Kay. So after your meeting on Sunday, you have the cool event. How is the tickets sales going on that?
Very well. It was sold out last year, and we're anticipating this year as well.
And you expect a big crowd in Chicago for NeoCon?
We do. It certainly improved last year, Kemp. Mm-hmm. People have really committed, I think, NeoCon, not only from the manufacturing industry, has some really exciting products, but I also feel that the practitioners and even end users and dealerships, everyone will be well represented.
Yeah, there's been several years here where people have maybe held back from going, and there's got to be a time when they say, hey, I've got to get back into the groove and find out what's going on with design. So hopefully we'll see a good attendance this year.
I think so.
Yeah, great, Peter. I appreciate you spending time with us. Again, we've been talking to Peter Conant, who's president of IIDA as an extra job, but also is the principal with Conant Architecture in Manhattan, New York. And you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.